Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hy Myers. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The right fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Kutschaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Mowry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ivy Olson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chief Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Pfeffer. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Jeff Pfeffer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Janvrin. Batting third. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Hoblitzell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duffy Lewis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hit Cady. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Shore. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ernie Shore. And now, play ball. Hy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Myers is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cady fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hoblitzell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutschaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Kutschaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kutschaw takes first base on ball four. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry bunts towards first. Hoblitzell scoops it up and throws to first, with Shore covering, for the out. Kutschaw moves to second. One out. Ivy Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kutschaw moves to third. Two outs. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cady for a passed ball. Kutschaw scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfeffer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat, who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Dodgers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maury settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Maury. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer strikes out. One out. Hi Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Katie moves to second. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Janvrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen misplays the ball. That's an error on Olsen. Katie scores. Hooper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Janvrin. The throw from Myers and he is out, Olsen applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 0 for 1 in the game. Shorten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Shorten. The throw from Myers and he is out, Olsen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stengel hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat strikes out. Two outs. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoblitzell takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lewis bunts towards first. Daubert scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutshaw covering, for the out. Hoblitzell moves to second. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoblitzell moves to third. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Pfeffer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfeffer is 0-for-1 in the game. Pfeffer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hit Cady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cady is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cady hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore is 0-for-1 in the game. Shore hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Janvrin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Myers. Janvrin reaches second base with a double. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. There's a wild pitch. Janvrin moves to third. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hi Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-2 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Stengel hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoblitzell for the out. One out. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. There's a wild pitch. Gardner moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Maury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maury is 0 for 2 in the game. Maury hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scott. Maury moves to third. Olsen moves to second. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hit Cady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cady is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cady hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maury settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore is 0 for 2 in the game. Shore strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers bunts towards the mound. Shore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 3 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Janvrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten bunts towards third. Maury fields it and throws to first for the out. Janvrin moves to second. One out. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoblitzell hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0-for-3 in the game. Stengel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-3 in the game. Wheat strikes out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stengel moves to second. Two outs. Mike Maury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maury is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maury hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.